This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Self Help Show. This is Gina, and I am your host. Today, I have a special guest, this guy. Guys, when we talk about underdogs, people that are moving mountains, is this guy. This is Kuda Kwashe, also known as Kuda Cash or KK or Kuda Dash Cash. He is a trailblazing creative director. He's a senior editor. He's worked with the greats like AKA. He's worked with Sujava, Whiskey, JR, Ricky Rick. He is the founder of the Underrated Overachievers. He also pioneered JR's Feel Good Life Sessions. And I'm going to hand it over to him so he can introduce himself more. Over to you, Kuda.
Hey, Gina. Thanks for having me on the platform. Great opportunity. And I'd just like to say, first and foremost, the Underrated Overachievers is birthed from that sort of thing. We're just underrated and we strive to deliver the best. I started out in music. Back in the day, was a DJ in high school, and then it evolved into producing, and that evolved into music creation, and then I went to film school to do film scoring for movies.
Really?
And ended up as an editor because that stimulated me more.
That is so cool.
There, ended up doing a lot of music videos for your faves, aka I think my first video was Dimples featuring Mugs and Anati. That was the first like proper music video I did. Vizo for the bots people out there. Vizo, we did the first version of All I Do. That was me and Nate, my boys. Uprooted Media, they know that we did a lot of videos. Marisa, Wizkid back in the day, aka Dalez, Mugs, all of them. Then I worked with Molotov, Nick Rue, shout out to Nick, Zub's The Last Letter, Zeus, T and the V.
Yeah.
It was a lot. It was a lot. Mufftown Heights. And then from there, moved on from Uprooted. With Uprooted, we did Cash Time, the whole Cash Time blob. We were out there.
Yeah.
My E, all of that.
Wow.
And then from there, it was into the Feel Good era. That was just a whole different movement. That was about bringing back to me. And I was like, what would I want if I was an artist that loved music? So
some of your work, which is like quite recent, right? It's the one with Shoma Josie. That video was like Chef's Kiss. It's like, I was like, oh my gosh, I know the person who did this. You know, it's always just like me knowing you on a personal level is like, you're so like humble and like, you know, down to earth. And then, you know, like very grounded, very beautiful human being. And then you do all of this work and people don't even know that. Because what I know is most people recently only come to know you through the reality show that was on Netflix.
Yeah.
However, they don't really know like who is Kuda and like Kuda's gravity and what he's done, you know? So yeah. I think this show is to kind of celebrate you, or this episode rather, and discuss with you to find out, you know, what it's like. So it's really an honor to have you on the Self-Help Show to discuss, you know, how your journey has been. And today's topic would be finding your frequency, the role of identity, influence, and impact. So I just want to understand or kind of explore how your identity kind of shapes the frequency, like stripping away all the labels and who is who and what you've, you know, how can you help us understand the finding of frequency, sticking to your identity, your impact as a creative director?
So I think for me personally, I've been through a weird journey. Like, I'm a Zimbabwean, grew up in Swaziland, and then moved to Joburg. And right now, back in Zim, hometown city, but I barely knew Zim when I arrived in Zim. Like, that's a weird factor. Like, there's some Londoners that make sense. You're in London.
Yeah.
I was literally in this SADC region the whole time, but never actually got the roots and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've got the roots from the fam, but that's different. But I think identity is one thing. But the one thing I think I would pinpoint my identity building to was my upbringing in Swaziland. Swaziland, we had it was a very religious school, but the religion wasn't forced on you.
Okay.
The religion comes in as a teaching and understanding of what are the lessons in everything we are explaining to you.
Right.
So where I feel like Swaziland is different from most countries is it's a tiny country. Like, the whole country is almost smaller population than Gauteng. So, like, the influence is real time. Like, it's not a thing of, if you do this, this will happen, and you have to wait half your life to see the effects. It's someone's talking about real examples, and that person they're talking about, next week you're at the theater, and you see that person's little brother, you know, in real life. So it's like, okay. I don't want to be like his big brother, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side of it, it's also very free. It was very free as a kid growing up in the early 90s and early 2000s. It was, you're playing outside, you're riding your bike, so you're meeting ministers' daughters, not because you're in the inner circle, but because you're at the same park. You're meeting the king's son, not because your mom works for the royal family, but because you play basketball at the school you go to.
Yeah.
And these are real life networking opportunities.
Mm.
But for me, that just also gave me this view of the world of there's no time to act like someone you're not. Like, embrace who you are. Like, because I think I remember one time, like, I was in a school where, like I said, it was very religious. And I had when I was young, I was a naughty kid. And I had I had trouble relating with Jesus. And I was like, this guy's so perfect. How does he not want his intrusive thoughts ever to come into his mind? And how does he not want to just do what he wants to do? Like, lies. There's no one like that who exists. And then I actually met someone who was genuinely like that. Like, they were just so much of an introvert. And it impacted me so much that I think the one thing he said to me was, treat people how you want to be treated and not how they treat you.
Yes.
And I was like, that is one phrase that has stuck with me. I don't know. And
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It meant to me just said that that's actually how the world should be lived. Like, it's not about how you expect people to treat you and how what's coming into you. And I think that's what relates me to impact. It's the impact is not the fact that I'm coming out and I'm trying to put the stamp on the world and my art is going to be the stamp. Your art is you expressing your authentic self and everybody understanding it as, wow, that was so real. Yeah. And it's not real because you wanted it to be real. It's not real because it's real because that's the emotion you're trying to convey. And for me, that's where I am. So
I love for that. For example. Yeah.
So for example, Feel Good Life Sessions. Feel Good Life Sessions started from JR asking me about a listening session. I wanted to do it by the fireplace or the balcony or the fireplace on the balcony. And then I was like, oh, let's look around. And then I think it was the end of my day. I was winding down and I went to the engineer and I was like, yo, how hard it would be for us to record upstairs here. I think this fireplace is better. And while looking at that fireplace, I literally saw the sunset setting in front of that balcony. And I was like, fuck this fireplace. The sun is our fire. That's the biggest fire in the universe.
Yeah.
We're going to do everybody who comes to visit and him. And we could shoot everybody's listening sessions here. Who wouldn't want this as their backdrop?
Yeah.
He was like, okay, let's figure it out. And it took us like 2 weeks. We figured it out. Well, the first season of Feel Good Life Sessions, I'm about to drop some bombs on anyone who's a fan of me and watched Feel Good and thought I was doing amazing things. Was shot in an S7 Samsung Nikon. It was a Nikon R7 stills camera on video mode. The only actual camera I had was a Nikon stills camera, also D7200.
Wow.
And the 7200 was on curtain rails. I put two curtain rails on railer balls at the bottom of the tripod to make a glider. So it was roller blade balls on the bottom of the tripod sliding on curtain rails. And I was panning and focusing that main camera and the two alternative cameras. Was a Samsung Galaxy S7.
Yeah.
The still Samsung 72,000 something 100 on video mode.
You know, one of that
those family cameras.
This is the most impressive thing I've ever heard because it's exactly the reason why we are having this conversation. Because when it comes to getting stuff done, right, and actually finding success in anything that you do, the frequency has to be right. So you have to find the frequency, you have to find the vibration and the energy, everything has to be right. So the fact that in that moment, you used some of the least type of devices, but you still created high quality content. Tell me if there's any other
I don't know if it was high quality per se. Like,
but like
you can go still back and look at it and you can debate. But what it was is impactful.
Because that's what I'm saying.
Every artist that got there was, it was about the moment.
No one is going to think about the quality of the camera you used, but people are going to enjoy the content that you created with that camera. So the impact.
We were getting authentic soul sessions. I liked this one time, JR liked to say it was the vulnerability sessions. Because when I briefed them, like I wouldn't, when they got there, I'd put a lot of pressure on them as a director. I'd be like, yo guys, I need a cover. I need this. The band is going to play. If you need a Lauryn Hill beat, they'll play you a Lauryn Hill beat. And then just before the take, I'd set them aside and just be like, very calmly and be like, guys, don't worry about anything I said. Just play your songs. And in between, tell us about the moments and the people you were with and the moment of making this song and what this song means to you and what it reminds you of. So it was about the authenticity and the chilledness of it. Yeah,
it's
because
it's
those
you.
Are driven from passion. And back in the day, so we worked with these guys, Nate and Debza, amazing human beings. Those guys, if we ever get back together, if the band ever gets back together, that is going to be money in the bank and everybody come get a video from Uprooted Media if it rekindles. But we used to, it wasn't about doing cool shit. It was about getting our ideas out. We would wake up and it's like, this guy wants a video from us. And then we're like,
let's do it.
Remember we were watching Community and we saw this and we talked for hours and talk about like six different shows and six different movies and just be seen there as filmmakers and extract each part of everything we wanted. And then we met Sesan and TK and then we started doing the Niger guys. And then Wizkid came to Joburg, stayed for like a month, did an EP with Maparisa. Yeah. And Soweto Baby.
Yeah.
That was the prime time.
Cooking. You were just cooking through and through.
And then there was the Juice Back remix.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember Nomusa, Witness the Funk? For me, that's one of my favorite videos. Because for me, at that point in my life, like, it's another part. This is a part that talks to influence, right?
Mm.
At that point in my life, I was tired of public hip-hop. Right.
Mm.
And growing up in Swaziland, I could see Joburg hip hop for what it was. Other guys, they're like, okay, this is hip hop. It's hip hop. This is what we do. But I grew up in Swaziland. It's a small ass town. And Durban and Swati, Zulu and Swati, they're very similar. So they have similar cultures.
Mm-hmm.
I met Nasty C. But by the second day, I was like, guys, I'm going to chill in the studio. Show me my room and I'm going to edit. The Friday night, there's a 16-year-old kid when I get downstairs to my edit station playing the piano and making beats.
Yeah.
And then he goes in the booth and starts rapping. But he's 16 years old playing piano, going in the booth, rapping. This guy's got school tomorrow or on Monday or he comes from school, whatever it is. I'm just like, what the hell is this?
It was 2 years later,
I just got my juice back. That's why I can't let Nasty go. I'm always going to be, I'm going to find him and I'm going to make sure I'm working with him because
I actually saw
real life talent.
I think he was in Zim like a few weeks.
Yeah, I was there. Of course like I was there.
Of course, I saw your
on my birthday weekend.
Stories, was, like,
the Zim part of the tour.
Nice. That. It's just fascinating to just look back and see like the growth of somebody, especially from that point where they're just like so passion driven and like they're going and you just see them grow. You know, it's always fascinating.
His album's called Free. I'll say he's turned a typical deal, the 360.
Okay.
Went through the phase of it with some albums and then put those tracks out. But I think where he is now, he's a new dad. Even that album, we did the live video for that. We did a live performance video for his last album. And shooting that, you could see that he's evolving. His baby's just been born. This album's about that. And that happened. And now it's a year and a bit later and he's a whole new man. Like, he's quit drinking. Still games, because gaming is life. I'm also a gamer. It's another side.
Gaming is life. I'm also a gamer.
Oh, shout out Gina. We'll catch you on the Call of Duty. Shout out my neck. But you know what I mean? Like those things. And like, you let go of the right things. And I think that's what happens in life. It's
true.
Your impact, and your impact is not as it's as external as it is internal.
Right. And I think as you go, one thing I've noticed, especially as creatives, we are mostly driven by passion. And we like, you know, that whirlwind, right? We go with the passion and we just keep going. And sometimes we don't even realize how far we've gone.
By the time you look up, you're like, where even am I?
Exactly.
And then you have to catch up with yourself.
Exactly. So it's always such an amazing thing. And my next question now is leading on to just how having that influence and your impact and having that frequency, especially like starting from zero, right? And then getting to that stage that you're talking about. Because one thing I've noticed, especially for us creatives, people that are driven by passion, as much as we are in this industry and it's business for most people, but for us, it's passion driven, right? So I wanted to kind of get your experience, because for me personally, and I speak about this with somebody else on some of the previous topics on the previous episodes, where we just identify that sometimes if you, because you're passion driven, you need to also have boundaries and discernment and also demand what is yours, because you've created value over time. And that value is worth fortunes. But because we are still driven by passion, we can still give that for free, right? We can still give it for free. Yeah. So I kind of wanted to get your take on this, because there's a guy, he's a rock star right now. His song, when I interviewed him, his song had just entered the charts on like 130 something. And within a few days, it was like on number like 40. And I'm sure now is getting to like number one. And we were relating on this kind of thing, which is a problem that I think you share as well, you know? So I just want to like...
100%.
Yeah.
So I think for me, I'm a energy-based person. Like if your energy is real, you'll receive energy from me.
Yeah.
If it's not, you might think, who is the quietest guy I've ever met? And it's that simple. Like in real life, you either meet quiet Kuda or crazy Kuda or festival Kuda.
Yeah.
But it's an energy thing. Like energies don't lie. We're all atoms and we vibrate and we exist. And funny you saying that about the rock star. So I think the importance of energy is pretty simple. You give what you get, you get what you give. But at the same time, you mustn't be expectant, because a lot of people go into situations where it's like doing this to get this out, doing this to receive this. I really just want to do
this. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This end. How much do you have? Oh, 2K. Okay, cool. I'm going to edit it because it's got my Puma, whatever.
Yeah.
And put it out there.
Yeah. But
in the same breath, you have to figure out your boundaries, because you will burn out if you end up being that person that just gives and gives because you love it so much. But at the same time, when you're young, you have the energy. So those of you that are young, I give all of you under 30s, you have my permission to give up. Just do what you feel like. Your gut will never lie to you. I'm going to let this guy slide because he's cool and I know he's going to bring it back. But sometimes you feel it. You're like, this is the same guy, but I feel like this is not going to end well.
Yeah.
But you still do it because you're that passionate. And my first company that I worked in independently was Uprooted Media, and that sort of decision, but it wasn't me being cognizant of it, and I apologized to them. I think they accepted my apology a while back, but I'll apologize again now, because at the time, I didn't realize I was burning out. I was always sitting at the edits and delivering. And when I get support, it's like, I'm not giving them a rate. I'm taking my rate and giving it to them because I know I need two hands on this job, but I'm not asking the production for two rates for this job. So I'm taking my rates, giving it to him because I know in 2 days' time I'll have another rate coming in.
Yeah.
And you don't realize it, but because of your passion, you just want to do everything. Everything needs to go out. Everything needs to be dope. Mm. And you end up burning out, not because you don't have sight of what's happening, but simply because you are that passionate about it and you're that invested in it. And you're like, I want that to go out and I want that to go out. And I don't want to dampen that idea because that's a dope idea. I'll just get the hands and we'll figure it out as we go. And then you end up burning out. And then when you burn out, get frustrated, you're mad, you can't deliver. Now you can't be creative because you're in this zone of tiredness and you wake up and nothing's helping. You drink coffee, you smoke your cigarettes, you smoke your other cigarette, and it's nothing's motivating you. And you just feel like, you know what? And then now you want to blame everyone but yourself. But the real person to blame in that moment is you. You're the one
That's
who decided
so
to take that on, because you need to be open and honest as a creative. It's like being in a relationship, being a creative. In relationships, if you're not open and not honest, it fizzles down over stupid shit. You fizzle down over the lie that you bought margarine or the lie that you went to sleep at 10.
Yeah.
And your partner sees that you're online at 12, and it's like now it becomes a big argument about and lies and this, but it's because you're not being open and honest the whole time. It's the same thing with creativity.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to say, no, this guy's only paying a rate for one, but we need two, and then you're taking money from him to pay someone else and make it two, and then you're delivering that one later on. It's going to boil down, and then eventually you've missed your water bill. And that's the thing that triggers you. And now all of a sudden you're on a rampage. You're like, you guys don't pay me enough. You hate me. You've cutting me out of the money, making so much money. And meanwhile, it was just you overextending yourself the whole time and not being able to be honest with the rest of the production that we need a bit more resources.
Yeah.
Or we can't do that. And
I guess
as much as it's worth the value, it burns you out. And then you end up in a place where you can't talk to people you want to talk to.
Yeah. So I guess that's like a really big lesson for all of us creatives. Because I know for me personally, especially this year, I cannot begin to say it, but we learn. And sometimes the lessons are like, but you just have to learn. And it's very important to kind of have people around you that bring you back. So I think I like the fact that we as creatives, we see each other and we identify each other. And I believe we are there for one another as well, you know. And what we can only pray for and hope for is to also meet like-minded people that also see us, they feel us, they value us. Because like you said, energy does not lie. Your energy is your resume. Your energy is your portfolio. And as we get, you know, we keep going, people don't even speak anymore. Like once you in the same room, you already know who is who, because that
you're like, I need to be close to that guy. How do I get his number? And then you can see the guy who's going to give you his number. And you're like,
exactly. Because your energy already speaks for you. Like that field already, you know, it's already telling like who you are. Are you reliable? Is there somebody we can work with? And I think it's all based on just your frequency and just building your authenticity and staying true to your authentic self and, you know, just being your best version.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Speaking of frequency, you know, frequency is based, that word itself is based on vibration.
Yeah.
And radiostatic is one of those things. And I think for me, like my frequency has always been moving. It's like, imagine what, I don't know if you were ever jovic enough to be the kids that used to twist the knob to catch YFM. I was one of those kids. Like I used to be in hostel and we had a little radio and we used to tune into the radio.
Wow.
And we would tune our radio, and as soon as we caught YFM, around 4 or 5 p.m. It was always like the right frequency. Even if you tune in and it's the news or traffic, you could still feel the energy like, okay, we're here now.
Exactly.
Let's ball out. Let's play ball. And we end up being like one of the best teams. But I think that frequency alone was, it was like a routine.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing, as much as all creatives, well, I won't say all,
most creatives
have ADHD and we can't have a routine. But you need that thing that throws you into rhythm, that throws you into the next thing. Because even that, it wasn't a thing of we're turning on wife on training day. Training day, you got to get there right after school.
Mm.
There's no balls on the court. You're running suicides and then you're running motion. You're playing basketball with an invisible ball and setting screens for your guys. But the days where the coach wasn't there and you're getting there after your day's done, and it's like, those days, it's like as soon as you catch the YFM, everyone knows what's up. We're picking teams, we're playing some freestyle ball. And that energy also just was enough to build into something. And then I think that's also where the overrated underachievers comes from. It also comes from my high school, which was a boys' school, JP High School for Boys. The motto is Forti Nihil Difficilius, which means for the brave, nothing is too difficult. Mm. But I also think for the unseen, for the underrated, it's so easy to excel. Like if when you come into a place and people think you're here, if you deliver here, you've done a lot.
Yes.
When your actual standard is here, even if you deliver here, you've done a lot. But whenever they see you here, anywhere above that is fire. But we sort of reverse that, where it's when you come to us, number one, our treatment's going to be fire. And it's going to make you feel like you guys are going to give us fire.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get what you get.
Yes.
But when you get it, you also thought that treatment was so fire that I never expect them to deliver that.
Yeah.
You expect below that. But what we deliver is always above our treatment level. You know, Nasty C featuring Nanette using Seduce Me.
Yeah.
I'm doing another video with him soon. But that video was also one of those. Like, I pitched it as, okay, guys, I want to do like an illusions video where I'm playing with mirrors and it's reflections and this is the idea. And I pitched it as that. And already that's like a high concept. It's like, what do you even mean? Explain it in detail. Then I sent them a shot list and a storyboard. And I was like, I want to do a thing where there's mirrors around Nanette. And in every performance, she's doing a different thing. And they're like, wow, sounds complicated. And then when they came to set, so this is also the other underrated part. For them, it felt so easy. It's like, okay, Nasty goes to wardrobe, comes, shoots his scene. Nanette goes to wardrobe, shoots her scene. And then we get there at like 9:30. We leave by 4:30. It's better than an average person's workday. What? Is this, you guys have shot everything you said. That crazy shit you sent us, you've shot all of that. And then you see the video and they're like, oh my God.
Yeah. I love that.
So, yeah.
We over time, and it's because this conversation was just amazing. Like, I really wish this whole episode would be an hour long because we could keep going on and on and on. So, as we are wrapping up, one of the things that I like to do with guests is tell us one thing that only you know that we don't know, but something either funny or interesting or cute. I know you are already a Chelsea fan, so please don't talk anything football related.
I was playing football. I was going to tell you about the first time I played PlayStation.
I knew it. That's why I said nothing football related, something unique, something interesting.
Something interesting. I think I already spoke about my DJing in it, so I can't say that. I can't throw that in there. Here's one.
Mm.
I peed on the bus in the grade 7 school trip.
Grade what, 7? Wait, what happened? Were you like...
I asked the bus driver to stop the bus and then he just didn't. And then went back and I thought I could hold it. And we're almost there. And then I peed my pants. But
No.
nobody actually knew because I was like wearing tracksuit.
Yeah.
I got off the bus. I was like, why is nobody laughing at me? And then I got home and I was like,
Yeah.
I took my tracksuit off and I was like, damn it, peed yourself. Who even knows who was on that bus?
Okay, I'm going to allow you to talk about football, so go.
Which football? You
Whatever
want me
you.
to tell you how great Chelsea is? No, okay. I won't even go there. But I'll tell you one thing. Chelsea, we had like 9 injuries. We beat the world champs. 5 of our defenders were out.
My God.
Cole Palmer's gone. Our actual striker, our number 9 that we bought is gone. And we beat Liverpool, the world Premier League champ. That's why we're champions of the world. And I was one of the only people who actually said that Chelsea's going to win the Club World Cup. And I said, because we've got the easier route. We come in as like old winners, like obviously because we won the Champions League
Chelsea
2021.
fans.
And we had like the Champions League. We won the Club World Cup in 2021. So as holders in the last 5 years, we got an invite, even though we were playing Conference League, which we
Okay,
won as well.
Chelsea fan. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I could talk about Chelsea all day. One more
know.
thing I would like to say. Here's a fun fact. This is a fun fact. My mom worked for the UN, so I'm a bit of a feminist. She works for UN Women, so I'm a bit of a feminist. She's a single mom, and I push the women's agenda. I want
Oh
to
my
see
God.
women win because they raise great sons.
On behalf of all the females, thank you.
Don't thank me, thank yourselves, because you're the one doing the raising when it
Oh
comes
yeah,
to it.
we are really fighting. We are really pushing. But yeah, I love the fact that we are being recognized now, so that's good.
No. And now I think there's nothing more powerful in the world right now than a black woman. Did you see Namibia? I think it was like 2 days ago.
Oh
The whole
yeah.
government is run by black
Yes.
women.
Yes. Yeah.
They managed to do
Yeah.
the whole thing, transition. So,
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So I'm just gonna do your final goodbye. So where can people find you if, you know, they wanna follow you, they wanna follow your journey, they wanna book you, they wanna hire you, they just wanna know everything about your life. Tell us where they can find you.
All right. Hey, what up, everyone? It's Kuda Cash on all social medias, like all of them, even Blizzard and COD and PSN, for those of you who know what that is.
Oh
And
God.
Steam, only on Steam I'm different. On Steam I'm Mooncake, it's my gamer tag. And then in this new game, Combat Zone, I'm Ice Cold Palms because of Ice Cold And then, yeah, if you want to book us like very professionally, call it hello at turowastudios.co.za. And then also on the grind for the golfers, put a cash, no dash, find me, play with me. I play everywhere. My handicap's 19, index 16, so very average golfer, but I will take your money. Don't bet against me. Thanks for having me, Gina. This is fun.
Thank you. This was really fun. And also thank you for like making time in your busy schedule to, you know, squeeze this in. I appreciate it so much.
I try my best. I always do for my friends what I can.
Yeah. And shout out to
and
the
band. One line I'd like to say is treat people how you want to be treated, not how they treat you.
Love that. Thank you so much, Kuda.
Peace.
Bye.